AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. If you're stuck at an airport shut down by the blizzard, good luck. After canceling 7,000 flights on Saturday, airlines have started to cut service at many East Coast airports for Sunday. More than 2,400 flights so far and almost 600 for Monday. Driving is out of the question. There are travel bans in effect from Washington north into New York City, where Mayor Bill de Blasio says police officers are ticketing people who defy the ban.
Some of that enforcement has been captured and will be meeting on video images and will be put out on social media so the people of the city can see the NYPD is very, very serious about this enforcement.
Andrew Orison, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, says it could take days to open up roadways that are blown shut with snow.
Heavy snowfall reports have been across northwest Virginia, eastern West Virginia, northern and western Maryland, and parts of far southern Pennsylvania. And in some of these areas, we've had reports of up to about 36 inches of snow.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has shut down two major interstates, 270 and 70, until at least Sunday morning. Major flooding is occurring in communities along the Jersey Shore. At least 18 people have died in storm-related accidents. Three inmates are on the loose in Santa Ana, California, after escaping from a jail. Lieutenant Jeff Halleck with the Orange County Sheriff's Department says the men should be considered extremely dangerous.
First inmate is Hussein Nayeri. He's a 37-year-old male being held on kidnapping and mayhem charges. The second of three inmates is Jonathan Dew. He's a 20-year-old in custody for murder. And then the last of the three inmates is Bok Duong. He's a 43-year-old male in custody for several firearm charges.
This is AP Radio News. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is considering a presidential run.
Sources tell the AP Bloomberg is worried about Donald Trump's rise in the Republican race and the impact of Bernie Sanders' campaign on Hillary Clinton's race for the Democratic nomination. He is said to be judging an independent campaign and has hired advisors who plan to conduct a poll after next month's New Hampshire primary. Bloomberg has set a March deadline to decide on whether to enter the race. If the decision is yes, sources say Michael Bloomberg is willing to spend up to $1 billion of his own fortune. I'm Ed Donahue.
Donald Trump campaigning in Iowa says his supporters are loyal.
My people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.